Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, feeder cattle took away the gains of Wednesday, while live cattle futures lost more ground yesterday. April live cattle closed the lowest price since January 15th, which may keep the recent bearish tone intact. Cash not being able to post any higher prices, and in some cases lower than last week, may not trigger any short covering into the weekend. The idea for higher cash next week has basically fallen off the table. Feedlots realized that holding out for higher cash did not net any benefits and actually cost them some money. Now the hog futures, they were mixed with deferred contracts, showing strength as hog supplies are expected to tighten as the year progresses. The uptrend remains intact, but could be challenged next week if packers become less aggressive. Cash prices were expected to be steady this week, but the opposite was true as packers were very aggressive, increasing bids daily. On the grains, light buying in wheat contracts overnight, which has brought most contracts well off the lows of the session, thanks to the strength in corn futures. Kansas City wheat will be trying to close higher for just the second time in the last seven sessions. It's looking increasingly likely the new contract highs set on February 24th were in fact a bull trap, and the larger ascending triangle pattern will be a failure. Another dime lower and May Kansas City wheat will have a date with trendline support dating all the way back to the August lows. After an easier start to the evening session, corn futures found buying interest just before midnight and are poised to close higher for the second time in the last seven sessions. The $5.25 to $5.30 basis May futures look like solid support, and prices seem to have grabbed around that area. Many are quick to cite the soft weekly export sales released on Thursday for the weakness the previous session, although it's difficult for us to latch onto a couple of lousy weeks of exports amid the largest export program in history. And mixed a firmer trade in the soy complex overnight, as buying late in the evening session helped push soybean futures into positive territory. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close Thursday, April live cattle down 85, 118.55. June down 70, 116.97. March feeder cattle down $1.90, 135.10. And April was down 232, 138.97. April hogs down 62 cents, 87.30. Kansas City wheat, May down 5 cents, 621. July down 4 and 3 quarters at 626 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May down 5 cents, 651. And July was down 5 and a half at 641. May corn down 2 and 3 quarters at 532 and a half. July down 1.5, 522.5. May soybeans up 3 cents, 14.10.5. July was up 3.5 cents at 13.95. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.